from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I don't know how many gaps there were left to bridge between the two people that you see and hear on this show on a daily basis. But let me tell you, when I got the notification this morning, do you know Martin Byron, courtesy of our friends at LinkedIn? Let me tell you, I felt like we are in line for a connection like we've never had before. So thank you, Marty. This is it, every day this week has brought something new in understanding one another collectively within our entire group. We've learned about each other this week. We have gone back to almost our just out of COVID days, something to that effect, where we used to pop up anywhere and everywhere. And yeah. I feel like we're right back in it. So the bottom line is somehow, some way, we keep staying connected. And when I say we, I mean our entire team of people that put this show on every day. So today was yet another blessing to learn how we are in fact connected on all platforms.
It's a little I don't want to say weird, because I see that everything gets connected through whatever. But if you went on LinkedIn right now and you looked at my profile, it probably, I don't even know what it says I do. Like, maybe it says,
Sabres TV analyst is what I was informed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So good. So somehow it got updated, or I updated it years ago. I have no idea. But, you know, I was going to say, is that the guy that does the Connect Life commercials? That Martin Byron guy? Like, that's where I was going to say, that's where I would put on my LinkedIn profile now. Connect Life, commercial doer.
They'd use a gold megaphone in my text response and sharing that to the group. Yes. So yes, that does feel like a Connect Life. And by the way, there is, and almost always is, a serious blood shortage.
Yes.
So do what you can in the community that you are within right now, and continue to do your part there. So, public service announcement out of the way, 2 minutes into the show. We have things to get to. Our team of the day starts with E, so that'll be fun. We also have lists. Or in this case, a list. No, yes. I mean, it will turn out to be multiple lists based on our split screen and less split personalities. But you know, I'm not the world's biggest list guy. So I'll just do my best to play nicely today and allow you to piggyback off of, you know, NHL Network, who has in fact started list season for their network.
They do their list and, you know, best centers, best wingers, best defensemen. Obviously, it's a goalie. Top 10 goalies looking ahead to the 24-25 season. And I don't usually like to, I don't want to piggyback off of other people's idea, but I mean, it is August and we got to fill in time. So why I felt was interesting is because as soon as I saw the list, I was like, who put that list together? I have a bone to pick with whoever that is, right? You know, my buddy Devin Dubnyk over there, or Mike Rupp or Weeksy or whatever it is, Bruce Boudreau or all these analysts over there. I'm like, who put that list together? So that's why I'm like, let's bring up that list because I have a bone to pick with a lot of where they've listed the guys. Listen, usually when we talk about goalies, the top 10 is, or 9 or 10 is pretty, you know, respectable. Like everybody has the same guys at, you know, in the top 10. It's just to where you put them. But there's a big difference between being number 1, number 5, or number 10, I feel.
Is there?
Yes, yes, there's a big difference. And then it brings up the question is, well, where does Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen fit in there? Where does, you know, James Reimer and Devon Levi fit in there? Where are they close to the top 10? Are they out of the top 10? Are they like, so that's why I feel that on this Friday, August the 9th, it would probably be fun to talk about the NHL Network list, have our own list, and kind of go into it. And then have our team of the day, which is, as you said, the Edmonton Oilers. And,
oh, what order are we doing this? Are you Mr. Producer Martin Biron?
I don't know. What order do you feel like it's better to do? The goalies first and do the team of the day at 12:30? Or the other way? I don't know.
Oh, well, I've always known this. Producer Jeff tends to cater to the goalies.
Good night, Eileen. This would have been a great, Regis and Kelly, like, moment. As in yesterday's show, Marty used a very unusual expression. He mixed up two common phrases. What were they? Is come on, Eileen, and good night, Irene. Whatever. Like, so that would have been where I would have had the wheel next to me and spun to see where the winner was going to go. So I think we should start doing this, daily, trivia and see if we can give out prizes.
I hope that does come to fruition. But I don't think that this is sweeps month. So you'd be hard pressed to knock on the door of marketing and promotions right now and get any
when
extra
is sweeps. Is it prize? March? Usually it's the month of March.
There are multiple times. There depends on what exact line of work you're in. And, you know, there's multiple times. Historically, there were always multiple times a year for radio stations. And obviously, knowingly, you would always know as a television viewer because you're just getting bombarded with stuff. You wouldn't think of it because it happens as a viewer kind of organically. It's like, oh my gosh, like they're, you know, doing something here as far as giveaways. But yeah, I've been on the periphery of that now for a little while as far as like knowing. I was way more immersed in it early in my career when I was more in radio. And you just had a way tighter bond with every single department, right? To know what was happening all the time. That's not to diminish how it exists now. It's just big, right?
It was a full blast, right? Like when that happened, like radio is a full blast. And then after sweeps, then comes the commercials. Thank you to the 320,000 of you that are listening to the show and this and that. Like you would get bombarded with the, we're number one. And if you weren't number one, you'd find a way to say we're number one in this, like in the morning or in the afternoon. And
it was overall, the ultimate sortable statistic.
Yes.
Ultimate sortable statistic. We're number one in females 12 and over. We're number one in men 25 to 34.
Yes.
Like, and on and on and on it goes. It's like, cool. We're number one. I mean, we're not really, but we're kind of number one. I love it.
Takes me back to the cheerleading days when my girls were cheerleading, and at the end of the competition, to give everybody a prize, if there was 12 different teams, they would find 4 different categories and give a first, second, and third. Best voices, first, second, third, best cheer, best.
Most that was energetic. Never a winner. Yeah. Most,
yeah. That was like, so everybody got first, second, or third, but in 12 different categories.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that in a roundabout way, and what I was getting at was youth and talent. Yes. And honestly, it comes down to persistence and dedication, whether it's sport or activity. I got to say today, because you know, this is, I try to make it a daily thing.
Oh.
Am I still on? Are you still on?
Oh, no, you're there. Good.
Okay. I try to make it a daily thing to make a little bit of a musical reference, just because I always hope that somebody will latch on to something new.
Yeah.
Grace Bowers, all 18 beautiful years of her existence, released her first full-length album today, and Grace Bowers and the Hodgepodge. And if you don't know of Grace, you're about to, because she's going to be on the late night circuit real soon. She's been, her history within music already is so crazy. Like the people she has learned from and followed in the footsteps of and performed with already. So if you love guitar, keep an eye out for Grace. And I mean, her, wow, she is something special. So goaltenders are also something special, typically. Not always, but typically.
They're unique. Are we
going to be able to do this from one down?
Yes. Yes, and then so here's, because the NHL Network list is already out, we are going to put the NHL Network list out from 1 to 10 already.
Okay.
And then you and I are going to go one at a time and kind of fill yours and mine and go one down to our 10. But we already know that the NHL Network basically has said that Shesterkin is the best goalie, Connor Hellebuck is 2, Vasilevsky 3, Swayman, Sorokin, Thatcher Demko is 6, Bobrovsky, Ottinger, Saros, and Allmark. So that's 1 through 10. That's the NHL Network consensus when they do their list. It starts with Shesterkin, it ends with Allmark. And just to let people know, consensus.
Nobody ever.
Yeah, I know.
I'd love to know who actually, you know, was the last line of, this is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And whether it actually mirrored anybody else, it's like, nope, I'm doing it my way.
You know what Kevin Adams said at the draft? Like, this is everybody's pick. It's our pick. I can guarantee you this is not everybody's list at the NHL Network. They are not agreeing to that list. I can guarantee.
Okay. Well, why don't you come out flying here and launch in with your number one? Because honestly, I think it actually is more interesting, because most people are going to have very, very, very similar in the top three. But I'll take issue, that's too strong of a term, with something you said earlier. And that was, you're likely going to, everybody's going to have the same 9 or 10 or whatever. Like in today's NHL, I don't think that's the case. Like it is the goalie waters are so muddied and at times murky based on the depth that goalies we perceive to be up here end up finding themselves at the end of a year. Now, that doesn't mean they won't bounce back, but I think our view of the true stars at this position has, in fact, become less clear over time.
Well, even in
a cap world where some of your instincts as a viewer and observer are like, if you know the high-end guys, you almost want to gravitate to that. I don't think that's the case at all anymore.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. When I make my list, I also will give you where they rank in the NHL in goals saved above expectation, because I think that's the best measuring stick when it comes to the advanced numbers, right? The advanced numbers. Goals saved above expectation. How much are you saving the quality shots better than anybody else? Mm-hmm. But even between Money Puck and Sports Logic, I went to two sites to kind of put the number. And at times they're different and they both gather the same data and it's different. So obviously when you do the eye test and the numbers and you dive deep, it's going to be different. So I'll start. Okay. My number one guy is the same as NHL Network's number one. It's Igor Shesterkin. Despite the fact that Igor Shesterkin, up until about the All-Star break, did not have a good season. Jonathan Quick bailed him out a lot of times this year. But Shesterkin was ranked 10th in Sports Logic in goals saved above expectation and 11th, I should say, in Money Puck. So he was in and around the top 10, but I still think Shesterkin is, in my opinion, the best goaltender in the National Hockey League.
So there are so many ways. You've just identified one of your favorite ways to try to put current goaltenders into context, goals saved above expectation. I think what you will feel from my picks is that I'm to the point where I only care about winning.
You're a big winning guy.
However,
empty netters are for winners and goalies that win.
I'm going to feel like I gave up an empty netter by the end of this list. That's how hard it is to remain true to your integrity when putting a list together like this. I might even ask for a hot change from the control room once we get to number 10. So stay tuned for that. My number one, because he is number one, he scaled the mountain. He has more Vezinas than any active netminder. His name is Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Take issue with it. He made 23 saves on 24 shots in the last appearance we have seen him play. He has gone through, like so many players we've talked about recently, Dallas the other day when we talked about Ben and Sagan.
Yep.
He has lived through the era of, oh my gosh, Florida's got to get rid of him. They'll never see him live up to his contract. Well, Sergei Bobrovsky is right there now, not only in regular season, but in playoffs as well. And I just think it's remarkable that he has been able to kind of, you know, survive.
Bob is back on the case, and you say Chris Drieger almost took his job away 3 years ago. Spencer Knight almost took his job away 2 years ago. Alex Lyon almost took his job away last year. Mm-hmm. There's always been something, but Bob bounces back, and he won a cup. And yeah, you're right. He won two Vezinas, and that's who he is.
And when you look at active goaltenders in the NHL, most wins.
Oh, I think we may have skipped a little bit on Duffer right here, which that's fine because he was going to say most wins in the last little bit. And Bobrovsky has been fantastic. So, yes, I think you look at Sergei Bobrovsky, and that's why I have him second. So Duffer has Bobrovsky first. I have Shesterkin first, but now I have Sergei Bobrovsky second in my list. When you look at goals saved above expectations, which is a measure that I look at it a little bit more, he was 18th in the NHL when you look at Sports Logic, but 6th in the NHL when you look at Money Puck. I feel like that these are respectable numbers. If you're top 20 in both, Sports Logic, Money Puck, and you're in the top 20, you should be in there. So yeah, Duffer at Bobrovsky, number one. I have Bob, the goalie. Goalie Bob, number two on my list. So I go Shesterkin, Bobrovsky. Duffer, you're back. You were saying that Bobrovsky is about wins. He's number one. I've got him number two.
Yeah, his last 2 years in the playoffs, he didn't start last year, it's just really elevated him to a level that I don't know if anybody thought he was going to get to. As far as number two is concerned for me, Jeff might want to go ahead of me on this as far as just trying to get it up there. So I know exactly the list, but for me, it's Igor. It's hard to argue. I'm a little, down on him only because of the fact that, they haven't won yet, but it's pretty hard to deny his dominance really at the position. That's kind of how I view it. And everybody's projecting him to be the next biggest moneymaker at the position.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of money when he signs his extension. He's making a little over $5 million now, and probably he's going to make over 10, 11 when he signs his next contract, potentially closer to 11 and a half. So that will be interesting. So, okay, Shesterkin, Bob Shesterkin, 1 and 2, that's done. Number three for me, I've got Jeremy Swayman. You all know how much I love Jeremy Swayman. I wanted to offer Sheetham last year. I wanted anybody to do it, put Boston in a bad spot, but I think Jeremy Swayman is that good. He was sixth, according to Sports Logic, in goals saved above expectation, and fourth, according to Money Puck, this season. And he didn't play as many games as a lot of the other guys. Like, I'm not talking per game here. I'm talking overall. So to be sixth and fourth and play less games than a lot of the number one guys, I think is a significance when it comes to Jeremy Swayman.
His tandem has been broken up. What contract will Swayman get?
Well, I think you're looking at in the $7 to $8 million for Jeremy Swayman. I think he, he kind of bet on himself with the 1 year, go to arbitration, responded so well with Boston. I think it's $7.5 to $8 million a year.
Team of the day is Edmonton. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. Vasilevsky, based on cup pedigree, is my number three. I understand that the playoff numbers have not been ideal for him in the last 2 years, but he is the one that I just cannot take away history, and I have no plans to. So that's why he's number three.
Okay. Well, Vasi, I feel like has dropped a little bit, but yeah, okay. I'll say that. The NHL Network had Vasilevsky number three. You have Vasilevsky number three when healthy and when on top of everything, he's really good. Number four for me is Connor Hellebuck. Won the Vezina, was first in goals saved above expectations, both with Money Puck and Sports Logic last year. Winnipeg was a good team, but Hellebuck was the backbone of that team. I wanted to put him higher, but I couldn't do it over Bob Shesterkin and Swayman. I love Swayman too much. So Hellebuck is number four for me.
You will see that Hellebuck will rank much lower on my list. My determining factor here, and granted, this does apply to most names on the list, but I am being 100% honest when I tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. In my life have I ever thought, I wish I had Connor Hellebuck to win one game tonight. That thought has just never crossed my mind. So in that sense, I'm going to keep him further down the list. My number four is someone who also doesn't have a ton of playoff wins on his resume. However,
it's a love factor. It's a love factor for you with this guy.
And it's also a projection factor. And I also think it's, holy cow, how did he fill the big shoes of Pekka Rinne? UC Saros has done such a job so far for the Nashville Predators. I can't wait to see whether it all comes together with the new look Preds this year.
Yeah, okay. So it's kind of like me. Like, Saros is a little bit further down my list because I like him, but I love others a little bit more. So you have about four. Let's wait and see where he's on my list. Number five for me is Thatcher Demko. Demko, when healthy, is one of the best goaltender in the National Hockey League. Fourth from Sports Logic on his goal save above expectation, second in the league on Money Puck. And the Vancouver Canucks were a different team with him in net and the amount of goals that they scored because they could play a better looser game. So for me, it's Thatcher Demko. That's number five.
Well, I'm able to jump the gun on one of the names that I know you're going to have, but you don't like to talk glowingly about right now, and that is Jake Oettinger. So he comes in at number five on my list. Maybe it's youth. Maybe it's the bravado with which I spoke of the Dallas Stars the other day and their makeup and their likely ability to have another extensive run this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jake's first big appearance on the playoff scene a few years ago was so memorable that I've just become fascinated by his development.
This highlight that we just showed on MSG of him getting
terrible.
Completely
not,
frozen.
Not a real goalie.
By like, the pass. Not he makes a save on Robert Thomas. Is unreal. I'm like, if anything, that is Jake Oettinger. Looks great in moments and sometimes has looked like completely lost. But okay, we'll pass. So we've done our top five.
It was like our Topias Leinen in Lecom Harbor Center footage we aired about a month ago.
That was the great highlight of Tobias or Tobias Leinonen. He was completely out and found a way to make a save. Okay, number six for me, I go to Andre Vasilevsky. I think if I could turn into a goaltender now and say, how do I want to play? I would say I want to play like Shesterkin. I want to play like Vasilevsky. I want to have their size. I want to have their ability, their flexibility, their athleticism. But the numbers haven't been there. 37th, according to Sports Logic and goals save above expectation, and 44th this year, according to Money Puck. Like when you look at top, like, you know, outside the top 30, yes, he played, he missed the start of the season. Jonas Johansson kind of had to play, but it's still deep, but I still got him at six.
It was major, major surgery. That's why I cut him slack. That's why I left him up where I had him, which was at number three. You've already said all that needs to be said about Thatcher Demko. That's next on my list. So he comes in just after Oettinger. I think, again, I'll just say the waters are now unclear. We're already into this period with all these goalies that I'm listing. I can't sit here and defiantly argue with you on any good point, but I am going to save one to the end and I'm going to hopefully have a laugh over. On to number seven for you.
UC Saros is seventh. I think the numbers are, they lie. They lied to me. Like 41st and 46th in goals save above expectation, according to Sports Logic and Money Puck. That's down the line. That's very, very much down the line. You're in a company with other goalies that are backups and are not really top of the league. But Saros went on. He's spectacular. So you love him. You had him fourth. I have him seventh. But it's still top 10. It's still really good.
I'm told you actually have him at 7.4 on your list, which is what he agreed to contractually and obviously has become
the
Sidney Crosbyism of goaltenders. Yes. I'll put Jeremy Swayman in next at number seven. Yep. And again, I'm not as giddy about Swayman as you are, but it has nothing to do with me thinking there's a lack of ability or future there. For me, it's just the volume of work, the body of work so far. It's incomplete because of the reliance on the tandem. This is the biggest year of Jeremy Swayman's career, obviously, coming up. 100%. On to number eight for you.
100% biggest year for swimming. Number eight is, this is where I match with the NHL Network's list. I go to Jake Oettinger. I think there's a ton of talent with Jake Oettinger. The abilities are all there. There's part of his game I don't love, and there's times where he looks completely lost out there, although he made that save on Robert Thomas while he was completely lost. But 38th and 23rd, according to the numbers here, when it looks to Jake Oettinger. So it's got to be better. He could still be top 10 like he was 2 years ago with the numbers.
He's good, this guy. In fact, he's really good. In fact, and he's tied with Sergei Bobrovsky among active netminders for Vezina trophies. But he's number eight on my list, Connor Hellebuck, because of what I said earlier. I just never think of him as the best goalie in the game. And I know people in Winnipeg are saying, watch more Jets games. I watch a lot of Jets games.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I do. But I mean, whatever. Like, I just, he's not my guy. So I got him at eight.
No, and I think a lot of people and me, if I had to tell young kids, I would say Hellebuck is so good structurally, technically, yeah, but he's very stiff, right? And the stiffness kind of has gone away in the game right now, so maybe he's not where the game is going. Number ninth, I had to put him in the top 10, but I wanted to leave him off my top 10, and that's Ilya Sorokin. The NHL Network list have Sorokin at fifth, and I'm like, what are you doing, right? Sorokin at fifth, Bobrovsky at seven. I'm like, what are you guys doing over there? But Sorokin, it's very weird. You either love him or you hate him. Sports Logic loves Sorokin. Strong.
Like, why would anybody hate Sorokin? That seems,
I'm not saying hate him, but you either love him or you say he's good. Like, it's either you love him or he's just good. Sports Logic has him second in goal save above expectations. Money Puck has him 33rd. How about the difference in those numbers? They have the same data, but one group has him second, one group has him 33rd. So I have him ninth.
Well, many nights you and I share the same data because our notepads are exactly the same. So this is no surprise that we have both put Sorokin at number nine here.
Yes.
I think he to me is spectacular to watch when he is locked in.
Yeah.
So it's almost on some of the wow factor moments that I appreciate him the most. But yeah, there's a lot. And again, like not that long ago when the Islanders, you know, had those conference final appearances. It was COVID-esque and all that. They were leaning on Varley. Like, it was weird, you know? So
and Patrick leaned on Varley this year in the playoffs. So you're like, what's happening over there?
I know. So anyway, number 10 for you.
Number 10 for me is Linus Ullmark, who still had top five numbers this year in goal save above expectation. Fifth with Sports Logic, seventh with Money Puck, and now in Ottawa. But he won the Vezina 2 years ago. I still think he has to be considered a top 10 goalie in the league.
Well, I can't. I mean, I could argue it.
Yes.
I don't.
Producer Jeff's got
to
do a change on the fly here.
Producer Jeff is like, he's in full ignore mode here.
You've changed your 10th selection.
No, I'm adding.
Oh,
I'm
you add.
So as you can tell, I have not put Ullmark on my list so far. Part of it is incomplete, right? And you're going to say, wait, he won a Vezina. What more do you want? Well, he didn't win a Vezina playing 60 to 70 games. He might have played 60. Anyway, did he play 60?
He didn't play 60.
He only lost like nine games the year that he won 40.
Yes.
I'm gonna let Linus find his way on the Ottawa Senators. And if he has anything anything close to what he's shown in Boston, he'll be easily in my top 10 this year.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a big challenge for Linus.
He won a Vezina not even playing 50 games. He played 49 that year.
I know.
Which
it's like winning a batting
incredible
title when you have like 350 at-bats.
Okay, so what do you got at 10?
I had the hill I was going to die on.
Aiden Hill?
Yes.
Yes.
But I'm going to tip a cap to someone who has won the most games in the NHL the last 2 years. And I get it. Your goals saved above expectation did not look pretty this year for Georgiev, but I have a tandem at number 10 of Hill and Georgiev, because Aiden gets it on the fact that he's won a cup. You know, he's still only played less than 40 games more than Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in his career. So this is really interesting to me. I think that's why I gravitated to it. Was like, I actually still want to learn more about Aiden Hill. I want to see him play more. I want to see him overcome injury and increase competition and just be the guy. But when a goaltender had a season like Georgiev had 2 years ago, yeah, and leads the NHL in wins, which, as I started the list, is the most important thing for me, I almost could care less about every other stat. I needed to get Georgiev in there for an honorable mention.
This is another one, Georgiev, which is weird because according to Money Puck, he was 23rd last year in goals saved above expectation. But if you go to Sports Logic, he's actually 46th. And you're like, that's again, like the data is, but the wins are there. The minutes played are there. And the success the last couple of years with a good team in Colorado has been there.
It has been. But if you were to catch me on a random day, on a sidewalk.
Do you want him to win you a game on a Saturday night?
No, but would I tell you that Georgiev's top 10? Probably not. But again,
Aiden Hill, I like Aiden Hill because last year when he was healthy in the first half of the season, he was number one in the league in goals saved above expectation. And he backed up his Stanley Cup win. But then it went the other way after the injury.
Which one of us has an aversion to the Edmonton Oilers? I don't know, but we're 5 minutes late for the break, so it's got to be one of us. We're next with Edmonton, our team of the day on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
As always, apologies if there's been any disconnect between you, me, and the audience today. Sometimes technology isn't great, especially when you go north of the border. And speaking of, not to derail your upcoming Olympic minute, which we will have before the end of the show, I feel obligated being on Canadian soil to give a tip of the cap to the one and only Brooke Henderson. She rallied with the second best round of the day in round three at the Olympics, and she has left herself 5 strokes behind a podium position going into the fourth and final round tomorrow. She was 5 under today.
Think of what Scottie Scheffler did last week. He was like way back and shot 62 on day four to win it.
Dude, we never even talked about it. That was some kind of drama. It's probably the only 90 full minutes I've really watched of the Olympics was John Rahm being at 20 under through 10 holes in the final round with a 4-shot lead. And 4 holes later, the lead was gone. Yeah. And he was never able, like, it had such star power. Like, you know me, I'm not like super star power guy. Like, I like amateur athletes. I like, you know, the unknown stories. Mm-hmm. But if golf was trying to get a boost from having significant names on the leaderboard in the final round of the Olympics, holy cow, did they get it.
Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, it was everybody. Yeah. But you know what? It was kind of interesting because I think they kept bringing up the Jean Vandeveld name because he's French. The British Open collapse, and everybody at the top of the leaderboard kept collapsing. They're like, this reminds us of a great collapse of Jean Vandeveld. I'm like, yeah, we know. I don't even know who won that tournament. I know Jean Vandeveld didn't because he blew it on 18 that year at the British Open.
Still one of the wildest sporting moments to have witnessed on television when it was unfolding was Vandeveld.
Why not now, people on 18 often will pull their seven iron to try to just, if they have a good round going and not hit the driver.
You know what that's like though for me? That's like using your closer when you're tied. It doesn't work, man. Like, finish strong, do what you typically do. And I feel like sometimes
everybody's
in baseball, man,
every club has a role, and your driver, 3-wood, is off the tee box.
Yeah. Okay. It was not a collapse of Vandeveld proportions by the Edmonton Oilers. In fact, it was anything but. They rallied from a huge deficit in the Stanley Cup final. They probably had the edge in play in game 7. The shots were low. It was one of those, you know, unfortunate game 7s, I would say, in that it probably could have been better for the sport as far as high drama. But then again, Connor McDavid had a chance to tie it in the final 5 minutes of the game, and it didn't happen. It would have been one of the wildest, most memorable Game 7 goals of our time had he been able to somehow will the Oilers to the win. But it didn't happen. They come up after making a 5th straight playoff appearance, 2-1 shy in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. They are the team of the day for us, the Edmonton Oilers. They have a new GM in Stan Bowman. They've brought in Arvidsson, Victor from the LA Kings, Skinner, Jeff, after being bought out by the Buffalo Sabres. What do you think of this Oilers team moving forward after the heartbreak and devastation of last year's Cup final run?
I think the Oilers are still a very, very good team, potentially first or second in the Western Conference when I kind of project their success this year. Zach Hyman, 54 goals last year. I think Dreisaitl and McDavid are going to be at 50 or over next year. It was a weird year for McDavid. Couldn't score as much as what he had scored in the past.
Didn't want to.
Well, he didn't want to. He wanted to get to 100 assists, right? Which he did, and Kucherov did. But McDavid, 132 points. It's a little lower than I thought. I thought he was going to be closer to 150, which is fair. But the team was really good. The team was fourth in goals for, fourth on the power play, which they were first the year before. Like, it just, they had a lot of good things, even though they may have taken a step back in some production. As a team, they got better. They started the year really struggling with Jack Campbell and Stuart Skinner. Skinner found his game. Calvin Pickard help. Kind of buying some time. So now they go with Skinner and Pickard this year.
Change coaches.
Yes. They obviously, went with Knobloch, who knew Connor McDavid in area, now having a full year start to finish may help them. I don't know. They're a fantastic team. They lose Fogle. They lose the RNA on the back end. They traded Ryan McLeod to the Sabres. But I don't think it's going to affect them because at the end of the day, it's McDavid, Hyman, Dreisaitl, RNH, Bouchard. Those are the guys that lead the way. Everybody else is just supporting cast. And we'll see what happens with Evander Kane. That's still a big question mark with the Oilers moving forward.
In what way?
Health-wise. I think that there's some concern that Evander Kane had the sports hernia, could not play in the last few games of the finals. Struggled for most of the season health-wise. And
give him the Cooch treatment. See you in April, baby.
They very well could do that. But their top 12 right now would be set, right? You have RNH, McDavid, Hyman, Jeff Skinner, Dreisaitl, Victor Arvidsson, their second line much better than last year. And then
isn't the Arvidsson pickup a great one for this team?
I think the way he is wired,
but he was good with LA too, and he just had injuries. But, he is just wired for being like in Nashville. It's funny. So many guys almost unintentionally ascend to, he's our guy. He's got to do it for us. Right. Even though they're not the superstar, this is a great situation for Victor Arvidsson to be in. All the star power around him. And he'll just, I think, go about his business. I think he's a huge ad for the Oilers up front.
Yeah, and look, Connor Brown was one of those that got criticized a little bit because he had that $3.6 million cap hit. Well, now he's $1 million, right? He's going to be a fourth liner. But I thought Connor Brown, when he got healthier, second half of the season and late, looked better. Yes, so they got Ryan, Janmark, and Brown on the fourth line. Holloway, Henrik, and Perry on the third line. They're good.
Matt Savoy make the team?
Nope. Doesn't make the team. Oh, unless he's a healthy scratch to start, but I think they're going to go veterans. They're going to go with the way they have him top 12 right now. Evander Kane would be one that maybe pushes somebody out of the 12. But it's a really balanced, solid team, in my opinion.
Okay. I'm obligated to ask this anytime a Western Conference team is team of the day. Edmonton versus Winnipeg. Who wins?
The Edmonton Oilers.
Mm.
I think Edmonton are just behind the Vancouver Canucks for me in the way that I like them out. I think Vancouver is still my team.
Canada Day was 5 weeks ago. Step off the platform. Hey, you and your love for Canadiana.
Look, I get my Give 716 U.S. flag type of hat on today, so I don't know what you're saying. How much money is
Vancouver Edmonton
going to make?
I'm not seeing Vancouver Edmonton the way you clearly are.
Yeah, so. No, that's fine. Do you see Dallas ahead of Winnipeg, which is good too?
But you didn't ask me if Dallas would beat Edmonton.
Would Dallas beat Edmonton?
Yes, they would.
What? Okay.
Of course they would.
You're really high on Dallas then. Let me ask you this. Dreisaitl will be 29 late October this year. His last year of his contract. What's the extension being signed before the season, and what does that look like?
The extension will be done. He will get, I don't even have the numbers in front of me. I should know this, but I think he'll get over 13.
Yeah, I got him at 13 and a half. It's just a matter of if it's a 5 or 7 year deal, he'll be 29.
It'll be 7.
So, well, it could be 8. It could be 8 year, but I don't know.
I think it'll be 7.
8 year.
Yeah, I do.
I think they do 7, and then McDavid is the year after. McDavid's going to be at $15 or $16 million, right? So that's going to be almost 30 between the two of them. And then Evan Bouchard needs an extension after next year. He'll be probably 9 or 10. So you're going to be spending.
Why didn't somebody offer sheet him last year?
I know
honestly.
They should have. But he's 3.5 right now. Like, he's going to be 9, close to 10. They're going to be $40 million in 2 years between Draisaitl, McDavid, and Bouchard.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of money.
I honestly don't. Like, I really. On free agency day, and then even after, obviously, with, like, you know, Skinner, Jeff, like, even Jeff, like, Jeff's walking into a great position here in Edmonton. He really is. And so in early July, I was very much like, I think the Oilers are the favorites here. Like, they could easily get back to the final, and they've made really good moves. I don't want to distance myself too much from it, but maybe I'm starting to talk myself into Dallas, Vegas, Nashville being three of the teams that I think could get in the way of all the other contenders in the West. And man, that list is long. It is.
There's a lot of firepower around the NHL when you consider, you know, the Rangers.
Yeah, but even just, you know, West specific here today.
Florida, you know, like, and then you put in the Western team. There's 10 teams that are huge, in my opinion, this year, and 16 make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I was going to say you won't be here for next team of the day, but that's not true. That's not true.
We'll do that Tuesday. Hey, the game of the year, though, was that Owen Power OT offside and win in a shootout that happened on March the 9th this year. That was against the Oilers.
That was also the best question asked of any guest on our show when you prompted Ryan McLeod about it when he joined us. And I've not pumped your tires nearly enough. For hearkening back to that day, he goes, doesn't matter. We lost twice anyway.
I know. How many chicken wings did you have before returning on the ice? Some guys were already in the wings. Yes, they were off the ice and ready to go.
I just love the clarity and just the owning the moment. And yeah, good stuff. All right. Marty's Olympic Minute is next on Sabres Live.
More of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I get so mad at myself when I miss the big question for team of the day. Will Connor McDavid end up as the all-time leading point getter in Oilers history? He is going to pass Messier and Curry this year to move into number two behind Gretzky.
And I also, like, Gretzky has a ton of points, but he gathered a lot of those points in L.A. and St. Louis and then the Rangers.
Only about 600 plus.
I think McDavid ends up with the most points with Oilers history. And will be number two in the NHL when he's done.
Yeah, amazing. On to your Olympic Minute.
Olympic Minute. Tasia Onufrychuk, you got to remember that name. I don't know if she's Ukrainian. She's a rhythmic gymnastic person that did a thriller routine with a hoop, right? She throws the hoop in the air, she spins or whatever, but she does the whole thriller thing. It's gone viral yesterday. It's amazing. Take a minute. Just Google thriller gymnastic routine. It's really cool. So go do that. I know this is going to be a spoiler alert, but I don't care. You should have watched it live. Matt Anderson, West Seneca, Matt Anderson and Team USA won a bronze in volleyball. Congratulations to a local. And Noah Lyles, who won the 100-meter dash, raced in the 200-meter dash, and he had tested positive for COVID a couple of days before and still got bronze. Like, that's pretty amazing that through COVID and all of that, he still ended up with a bronze medal in the 200 meters.
Yeah, but why was he in it?
Because he was fine. Well, he was fine. He was okay enough.
Was
90%.
He? Yeah. Was he?
He said 90%.
I'm going to debate that, but not with you on Monday. We'll see you then.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And that's still a big question mark with the Oilers moving forward.
In what way?
Health. Health-wise. I think that there's some concern that Evander Kane had the sports hernia, could not play in the last few games of the finals, struggled for most of the season health-wise. And
give him the Cooch treatment. See you in April, baby.
They very well could do that. But their top 12 right now would be set, right?
Right.
You have RNH, McDavid, Hyman, Jeff Skinner, Draisaitl, Victor Arvidsson. Their second line much better than last year. And then
isn't the Arvidsson pickup a great one for this team?
I think the way he is wired,
but he was good with LA too, and he just had injuries. But he is just wired for being like in Nashville. It's funny. So many guys almost unintentionally ascend to, he's our guy. He's got to do it for us, right? Even though they're not the superstar, this is a great situation for Victor Arvidsson to be in. All the star power around him, and he'll just, I think, go about his business. I think he's a huge ad for the Oilers up front.
Yeah, and look, Connor Brown was one of those that got criticized a little bit because he had that $3.6 million cap hit. Well, now he's $1 million, right? He's going to be a fourth liner. But I thought Connor Brown, when he got healthier, second half of the season and late, looked better.
Yes,
so they got Ryan, Janmark, and Brown on the fourth line. Holloway, Henrik, and Perry on the third line. They're good.
Matt Savoy make the team?
Nope. Doesn't make the team. Oh, but unless he's a healthy scratch to start, but I think they're going to go veterans. They're going to go with the way they have him top 12 right now. Evander Kane would be one that maybe pushes somebody out of the 12. But it's a really balanced, solid team, in my opinion.
Okay. I'm obligated to ask this anytime a Western Conference team is team of the day. Edmonton versus Winnipeg. Who wins?
The Edmonton Oilers. I think the Edmonton are just behind the Vancouver Canucks for me in the way that I like them out. I think Vancouver is still my team.
Canada Day was 5 weeks ago. Step off the platform.
Hey,
you and your love for Canadiana.
Look, I get my Give 716 U.S. flag type of hat on today, so I don't know what you're saying. How much money is Vancouver Edmonton going to make?
I'm not seeing Vancouver Edmonton. the way you clearly are.
Yeah, so. No, that's fine. You see Dallas ahead of Winnipeg, which is good too.
But you didn't ask me if Dallas would beat Edmonton.
Would Dallas beat Edmonton?
Yes, they would.
What? Okay.
Of course they would.
You're really high on Dallas then. Let me ask you this. Draisaitl will be 29 late October this year. Uh-huh. His last year of his contract. What's the extension being signed before the season, and what does that look like?
The extension will be done. He will get, I don't even have the numbers in front of me. I should know this, but I think he'll get over 13.
Yeah, I got him at 13.5. It's just a matter of if it's a 5 or 7 year deal. He'll be 29.
It'll be 7.
Well, it could be 8. It could be 8 year, but I don't know.
I think it'll be 7.
8 year.
Yeah, I do.
I think they do 7, and then McDavid is the year after. McDavid's going to be at $15 or $16 million, right? So that's going to be almost 30 between the two of them. And then Evan Bouchard needs an extension after next year. He'll be probably 9 or 10. So you're going to be spending
$40 million. Why didn't somebody offer sheet him last year?
I know,
honestly.
They should have. But he's 3.5 right now. Like, he's going to be 9, close to 10. They're going to be $40 million in 2 years between Draisaitl, McDavid, and Bouchard.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of money.
I honestly don't, like, I really... On free agency day, and then even after, obviously, with, like, you know, Skinner, Jeff, like, even Jeff, like, Jeff's walking into a great position here in Edmonton. He really is. And so in early July, I was very much like, I think the Oilers are the favorites here. Like, they could easily get back to the final, and they've made really good moves. I don't want to distance myself too much from it, but maybe I'm starting to talk myself into Dallas, Vegas, Nashville being three of the teams that I think could get in the way of all the other contenders in the West. And man, that list is long. There's a lot of firepower
around the NHL when you consider, you know, the Rangers.
But even just, you know, West specific here today.
Florida, you know, like, and then you put in the Western team. There's 10 teams that are huge, in my opinion, this year, and 16 make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I was going to say you won't be here for next team of the day, but that's not true.
We'll do that Tuesday. Hey, the game of the year, though, was that Owen Power OT offside and win in a shootout that happened on March the 9th this year. That was against the Oilers.
That was also the best question asked of any guest on our show when you prompted Ryan McLeod about it when he joined us. And I've not pumped your tires nearly enough. For hearkening back to that day, he goes, doesn't matter. We lost twice anyway.
I know. How many chicken wings did you have before returning on the ice? Some guys were already in the wings. Yes, they were off the ice and ready to go.
I just love the clarity and just the owning the moment. And yeah, good stuff. All right. Marty's Olympic Minute is next on Sabres Live.
More of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I get so mad at myself when I miss the big question for Team of the Day. Will Connor McDavid end up as the all-time leading point getter in Oilers history? He is going to pass Messier and Curry this year to move into number two behind Gretzky.
And also, like, Gretzky has a ton of points, but he gathered a lot of those points in L.A. and St. Louis and then the Rangers.
Only about 600 plus.
I think McDavid ends up with the most points with Oilers history and will be number two in the NHL when he's done.
Yeah, amazing. On to your Olympic Minute.
Olympic Minute. Okay, so... Tasia Onufrychuk, you got to remember that name. I don't know if she's Ukrainian. She's a rhythmic gymnastic person that did a thriller routine with a hoop, right? She throws the hoop in the air, she spins or whatever, but she does the whole thriller thing. It's gone viral yesterday. It's amazing. Take a minute. Just Google thriller gymnastic routine. It's really cool. So go do that. I know this is going to be a spoiler alert, but I don't care. You should have watched it live. Matt Anderson, West Seneca, Matt Anderson and Team USA won a bronze in volleyball. Congratulations to a local. And Noah Lyles, who won the 100-meter dash, raced in the 200-meter dash And he had tested positive for COVID a couple of days before and still got bronze. Like, that's pretty amazing that through COVID and all of that, he still ended up with a bronze medal in the 200 meters.
Yeah, but why was he in it?
Because he was fine. Well, he was fine. He was okay enough.
Was
90%.
He? Yeah. Was he?
He said 90%.
I'm going to debate that, but not with you on Monday. We'll see you then.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.